In the meantime, I'm going to share with you some of the examples I can give. So a number of organizations are gathering data on water and sanitation, either just from the gender perspective or just from access to... So they're going to look at individual criteria. The thing is... The Washington Post?
Salut tout seul.
Tu ta boîte à l'expo. So actually, I'm going to show you what. So you just go to our website, and then under resources, you have here straight away. Well, the legal database, if you are interested to know what kind of specific country commitments your country did with regards to human right to water. So that's if you want to do this this assessment in terms of the legal side of things. But then you can move straight to the toolkit for cooperation agencies. The English version, there we go. So we go straight, I'm going fast not to lose too much time, to the situation analysis. And when we can go to the compilation of tools, and then back to where I was, the compilation. Actually, I think it's fantastic. I don't need a presentation. It's much better with the web. So... There we go with the WASH-focused ones, just to show you the list of documents. It's massive. So just think of course, the laws, policies, national strategies, plans of actions. Then I'm moving down the joint monitoring program, the country report. That's the UNICEF WHO report for those who are a bit more familiar with the water sector. Then there is the UN Water Global Analysis and Assessment, which is the GLAS. The country report, and be aware that UN Water just launched now specific country reports, country fact sheets. So if you don't want to read extensively, go straight to these fact sheets. I'm referring here to UN agencies, but IUCN does also these country fact sheets. WWF also has these country fact sheets, but they all look at it from a different standpoint. Then the country water partnership, so that's under the scheme that was initiated by the World Bank. A number of each country varies in terms of the degree of activity they have in the sector. Then there is the multiple indicator cluster surveys, global environment monitoring system, the GEMS, WASH Watch, which I want to underline here from WaterAid. So this is really to give you an idea about what this compilation is about. Now, moving up, once we have this the data, so the compilation of tools, the importance is that we can move then to what needs to be done. So tools for the causal analysis, or what do you prefer actually? The tools for causal analysis or tools for role and capacity building gaps? Hands up, who is interested in tools for causal analysis? Who is interested in tools for role and capacity gap analysis? I got a few, yeah. So then, what we looked at here in terms of the process is the identification of the right holders and capacity gaps and identification of the duty bearers and their capacity gaps. The list of populations at risk. So that's the huge list, but then we looked at it also from the perspective, from the water sector perspective. What are the specific issues and challenges for the water sector? I'm not spending too much time here, and rather moving down. So this table is about, and this is work that is still updated. The version I'm presenting to you is still to be finalized in December. So in the first column, the key partners, human rights obligations, the identifications, the rights, then the responsibilities and roles defined in law, policy, action, or contact. Then the third column, coordination mechanisms. Fourth column, awareness about the right to water, and then the capacity. And then it's really a going through all these columns according to each of these. So it's a way to structure the information that you are compiling on each country, either using the geographical factor, which is right here. So people in remote rural areas, people vulnerable to droughts, floods, typhoons, earthquakes, natural disasters, economic factors, and then those living in extreme poverty, people in the lowest wealth quintile, and then, for example, social and cultural factors like minorities, indigenous groups, religious, ethnic groups, and so forth, the whole list.